Blog Talk Radio.
A dedication to the independent woman, to the one working hard for hers. This is just my way of letting you know I see you, baby. And I brought a friend along to help me show my appreciation the right way. Ladies, Mr. Jamie Foxx. Mr. Foxx, ladies.
Remix.
I love her cause she got her own. She don't need mine, just to leave mine alone. There ain't nothing that's more sexy than the girl that won't but don't need me. Young, independent, yeah, she work hard. But you can't tell from the way that she walks. She don't slow down cause she ain't got time.
I love it when she say, I got it. Motivational Mondays with your sexy and independent host, Emma E2K. I got it. I love it when she say, I love when I'm able to say, I got it. And I'm blessed to say that I've been able to say that for more than 20 years. So big shout out to the hardworking, independent women out there. I see you, man. Even the married women, I see you. You know, us women have made a big shift in these last 10 years being the breadwinners. So shout out to the breadwinners, man. Salute. I played that song, not so much, of course, to give a big shout out to independent women, you know, starting on our Motivational Mondays, but I also played it because Jamie Foxx is on that song, and I wanted to talk about his performance yesterday with the fight. So, you know, a lot of people were getting on him, like on the other, you know, sister and brother stations have been talking about his performance with the national anthem. And I heard it, I listened to it. I didn't think he did that bad. Did he kind of was off beat a little bit and all that? Yes. His vocals was good. It's just, I don't know. It didn't have like a direction. I think he should have just stood straight and doing the anthem, and that was it. I think he overextended the whole harmonizing. You know, the anthem doesn't really call for that. But, you know, big shout out to Jamie Foxx, man, for trying to, you know, bring his own style, like always, into the game. I didn't watch the fight, the Pacquiao and Mayweather, because that's not something I'm really interested in, so I was actually sleeping by the time that, you know, they were fighting. But the next day, you know, I started seeing all my feed, and people were really, very, very disappointed. So another reason why I'm glad I slept through it. You can call in 347-826-7722 and let me know if you watched the fight. Call in for your shout-out. I see everybody that's on deck. Shout out to everybody on Facebook, Instagram, everybody that goes to my website, ma2k.com, everybody that goes to lushradioonline.com, everybody that just Googles me, because I am googleable. You go to Google, you type in ma2k, and you can be able to find me there. All those that email and text and just always let me know that you guys are on deck. I appreciate that wholeheartedly. Shout out to, you know, all those that are always making sure that I'm good, man, you know. And shout out to all those that I'm always making sure that they're good, because it's about support, you know. It's about supporting one another. You know, we all need one another in one shape, you know, or form. And I'm glad that, you know, people reach out to me like I reach out to them. And, you know, that's what it's all about. I'm going to go into another song, and then I'm going to come into, you know, I don't really have topics Monday mornings, but I do have specific things that I do want to get out and across, you know, certain messages that I like to give out, not only with via music, but it's certain things that I maybe, that I see. Of course, I got an insert from The Secret that I'm, and I'll read, you know, I'll read to you guys, you know, on the way back. But there's something that I want to, this whole, like, past weekend, I've been talking to certain friends of mine. Certain friends of mine have been calling. So anyway, I'm going to get into when I get back. I get into when I get back. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you. a Monday morning. Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday morning. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you to being on the check-in with me. I see you. I see you on deck. I see you giving me the shouts. Thank you for reposting. I couldn't do it without you. Make sure you follow me on all the social networks, Emma E2K. Follow us, Lush Radio Online. We're Googleable, somos Googleable, so just type in on Google, Emma E2K, type in Lush Radio Online, and you will find everything that we do and, you know, and all the events we cover. We're not only just a radio station, but we're a whole media outlet, so make sure that you go and check out the blogs and just everything that we got going on at lushradioonline.com. Big shout out to Lushy Lush. Big shout out to the whole DMV area. Big shout out to Bernie Johnson. You know, he's part of my Philly family. So shout out to my entire Philly family because I got a big Philly family. Shout out to my Florida family. New York City is always on deck. I see ya. Big shout out to North Carolina. Big shout out to South Carolina. Big shout out to New England. Yo, we worldwide, I'm telling you. Big shout out to Paris. In Paris, we're like out there in Paris. People are tuning in, and it's a beautiful thing. You know, it's a beautiful thing. I'm humbled by everybody that tunes in, and I totally appreciate it. Big shout out to all my queens that are out there worldwide also doing the work, you know, making things happen. And changing lives, because that's what we do. You know, we change lives. Okay, so I'm going to go into one of the inserts from The Secret, and then I'm going to talk about some things like I always do on a Monday morning. So here we go. Happiness is a state of mind and comes from the inside of you. By the law of attraction, you must become on the inside what you want on the outside. You are either choosing to be happy now or you are making up excuses for not choosing to be happy. But there are no excuses for the law. Were y'all paying attention? Did you hear me? Do I need to read this again? Okay, I'm going to do it because I think I do. Happiness is a state of being and comes from the inside of you. By the law of attraction, you must become on the inside, what you want on the outside. So if you want peace on the outside, guess what? You have to eternally have peace on the inside. You are either choosing to be happy now or you are making up excuses for not choosing to be happy. But there are no excuses for the law. So that's very interesting, you know, that I read that. And mind you, sometimes I don't even know what I'm about to read. I just kind of take it from a daily book that I have, and I just, you know, go at random sometimes and read the inserts, and, you know, 90% of the time it goes just accordingly to, you know, what I'm talking about or what I'm about to say or what people are feeling. So if those words were for you, then you already know what to do. But I want to speak about people feeling lonely and loneliness and people not really tapping into loving themselves the way they should. So in, you know, in life, we go through ups and downs. We go through heartache. We go through pain. We go through, you know, multiple emotional situations where sometimes we don't know how to deal with them, and sometimes we do. Sometimes, you know, some of what we're going through is too painful, and we try to either ignore it or put it to the side, and we don't deal with it appropriately, you know. We can't run away from the things that are happening to us, you know. We can't ignore when there's something, you know, some things that we need to address. But I found that, well, it's been my experience you know, I can only speak of my own experience, but it's been my experience that as I love myself more and I respect myself more internally and out, I find strength in that. I find strength in to enable to deal with everything that comes my way. You know, and there's a lot of things that I don't allow. So there's a lot of things that I don't get caught up in because of the love I have for myself. And we fall victim when we start entertaining that lonely feeling, that feeling of loneliness and all that. You know, you should never feel lonely with yourself. You know, you are your biggest cheerleader, your biggest company, or you should be anyway. We can't wait for someone else to come into our lives and make us happy and make us smile. Like, we have to learn how to do that for ourselves. You know what I mean? And once we learn to do that for ourselves generally, that we can actually, you know, have that smile and get that giddy feeling like, like, you know, I've made myself, you know, I brought a smile to myself. Once we're able to tap into that, then everything else is smooth sailing. Believe me. Believe me. You know, I know right now whatever you're going through may seem so big. It may, you know, the wave may seem like it's going to just swallow you whole. But when you have that that goal, that purpose that you have set for yourself in your life, and you stay focused and you stay looking forward, then things will happen. Self-love starts and kicks off everything, like everything in your life. You know what I mean? Personally, business-wise, because once you have that self-love, you have, again, it, you know, it's just a whole multitude of good things come after that. After you know you love yourself and after you sure, you ain't going to let nobody mess with you. You ain't going to let nobody treat you the way you know you shouldn't be treated. You know what I'm saying? You know, I want to read a little, not insert from The Secret, but something that Michelle Obama said that I kind of posted and a lot of people were feeling it. I mean, I posted it because I definitely was feeling it. But she says, do not bring people in your life who weigh you down and trust your instincts. Good relationships feel good. They feel right. They don't hurt. They're not painful. That's not just with somebody you want to marry, but it's with the friends that you choose. It's with the people you surround yourself with. Right? That's pretty deep. But it's right to the point. You know what I mean? It's right to the point. If you feel someone in your life is drowning you or weighing you down or doesn't bring you happiness, doesn't cause those smiles, you know, okay, I'm not saying abandon ship. Oh, my God, he got me upset or she got me upset, so that's it, it's over. No, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying if everything leads to that, everything, you know, after a certain amount of time, or you are feeling you're lonely with somebody, or you're just arguing, or it's just causing bad emotions and bad vibes, then you need to consider that maybe that's just not something for you. That's all I'm saying. And I don't mean, like, again, you know, people about to be like, oh, well, I got into an argument, I didn't like what he said or she said, so I, you know, I felt it was over. No, don't give up on relationships, friends or lovers or anything on based on one incident. I'm talking about really, 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 you know, check out what they have to bring or not, and then make the decision then. That's what I'm saying, you know. Nobody's perfect. None of us are perfect. You know what I mean? But somebody out there is always perfectly fitting for you. That's what I say. I say I'm messed up. I'm a work in progress. But there's somebody out there just as messed up as me that we can be able to be together and understand each other and not point each other's flaws, but in other words, you know, motivate and lift each other up. You know, that's a beautiful union, whether it be, again, relationship-wise, or just be just a friendship. You know, you want to have those certain key people around you that uplift you when you're about to fall down. I mean, what's the point? If they don't do that and they're just there to suck up your energy, what is the point? I'm just saying, you got to really think about that.
Made a wrong turn once or twice, dug my way out, blood and fire. Bad decision, that's alright. Welcome to my silly life. Mistreated, misplaced, misunderstood, misknowing it's so good. It didn't slow me down. Mistaken, always second guessing, underestimated. Look, I'm still around. Pretty, pretty, please, don't you ever, ever feel like you're less than, less than. This thing is new, babe.
Good morning, Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. Big shout out to all those that are hitting me on the IM, that are hitting me on the DM, on the Instagram, all over. You know, I appreciate you guys. You guys are the ones that keep me going. And always, you know, I get happy when I have to do the show because everybody's just on deck waiting. It's just awesome. Big shout out to... Christopher Rios. Big shout out to Liza Rios, who's celebrating 25 years of when she said "I do" to Big Pun. Wow, amazing, right? Amazing how time just goes. And right now, him living, they would have been celebrating 25 glorious years of being together. That's awesome. That's very awesome. Big shout out to you, Liza. And to the rest of the Rios family. I'm going to read another insert from The Secret, which I read one earlier, but somebody hit me on the IM and they wanted to hear one more. So, you know, I remember I picked these at random. So I'm reading them for the first time right here in the air. So here we go. You are receiving thousands of messages from the universe every single day. Learn to become aware of this communication from the universe, who is speaking to you and guiding you in every moment. There are no accidents and no coincidence. Every sign you notice, every word you hear spoken, every color, every scent, every sound, every event and situation is the universe speaking to you, and you are the only one who knows their relevance to you and what the communication is saying. Use your eyes to see. Use your ears to listen. Use all your senses because you are receiving communication through them all. I love reading them inserts. I don't know. I always feel they're speaking to me, no matter what they're saying. Going to my phone lines. Remember, if you do not want to speak when I go to your lines, just stay quiet. I'll keep you back on hold. You don't have to hang up, okay? If I open up your lines, it's your turn to say something. If not, it's cool. It's all good. You can just stay listening. I love, you know, I need people to listen because, hello, I can't just be talking to myself, can I? Even though I do sometimes. But anyway, that's another story for another day. 917, good morning, y'all. With M-E-2-K-P. 917-510. Good morning, y'all. With M-E-2-K. Okay, I'm putting you on hold. Okay, you're back on hold. I'm going back to the phone line. 347, good morning. You're on with ME2K, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm fabulous. Even when I'm not, I am.
Okay. Can you hear me? Because I'm my wireless and I'm walking, so I don't know if you can hear me.
I hear you loud and clear.
Oh, okay.
But I would like to know who I'm listening to.
Oh, this is Andrew. Emma.
Andrew,
I'm calling.
What's up,
man? I'm good. You know, I'm on my way to work. I'm walking, so I decided to, you know, tune into you while I'm working on this beautiful Monday in New York City.
I appreciate you. You know, I always appreciate you. Give you a shout out.
Oh man, we wouldn't know where to start, but happy Monday to all my friends, family, you know, that keep up with me on Instagram, on Facebook, you know, all the people that be around me every day. Hope to see everybody by at least 10 o'clock, because that's when I open the shop up. Yeah,
well,
but it's good hearing from you.
Let people know where the shop is and what the shop is about. There's a lot of people that you're talking and don't know where you exactly you're talking about. So
okay. The shop is located in the Bronx, up on 959 Westchester Ave on Kelly Street. That's where you'll find the Success Clothing line. And, yeah, we also have the Success Recording Studios, too, downstairs. So, you know, if you're a rapper, musician, you know, we have a recording studio, and upstairs we have the clothing line. Yep.
Okay.
A beautiful Monday. I'm not going to lie. This is the first time in a long time it's been beautiful like this in New York.
I know. You guys have gotten it bad. Wow.
Yeah.
You guys have gotten it bad. But listen.
Yes.
You still, you know, what I love about you, that even through the bad weather, whatever, you still walk in faith, right?
Yep. I'm staying walking in faith, man.
Amen.
That's sometimes I have no other choice. Yep.
Yeah, that's right. There is no choice. That's right. Don't give yourself no other choice but to walk in faith. That's it. There is no other choice.
Yep. But,
Amen.
You know, yeah, it's been pretty good. You know, I try to usually catch you every other Mondays, but I can't because I'd be, you know, at the time you start your show at 9, I'm running, either I'm running to work or if it's, you know, trying to get myself
well,
together.
You know, my shows are archived, so even if you can't catch it live, you know, I always throw the links up and you can always go whenever you have a little downtime or whatever. You can always
mm-hmm.
go and listen to the show more later on. You can inbox me if you want me to give you any shouts. I'll give them out, and then you can listen to them later. So, you know,
yeah,
that's how flexible we are over here.
Yes.
All right.
But, yeah,
so,
good hearing from you. Good hearing from
likewise.
You.
Likewise, I appreciate you always. You already know. You already know about the love that I have for you, so we don't even got to go any further.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep you on hold so you could continue to listen to the show and I could keep on the phone line and try to pick
okay,
up
no
as many calls as I can before I go into music, all right?
No problem.
All right. Peace. Salute.
All right.
I'm going to my phone lines for all those that just came into the line, to the show. Just because I go to the line, I pick it up. If you don't want to speak, it's cool. You can just call in and just listen to the show. I love it, you know? But if you want to say a shout-out, you want to say good morning, then that is your time when I open up your lines. If not, don't worry. Don't say nothing. I'll continue to keep you on hold, and you can continue to listen to the show, okay? 813. Good morning, 813. You're on with Emma E2K.
Good morning, Emma. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Who's this?
It's Yolanda.
Oh, my God. What up, sis? Queen Salute.
What's up? I'm good. Queen Salute, beautiful. How are you this morning?
Oh, man, I'm good. Even when I'm not, I am.
Amen.
You got to claim it. Oh, my God.
I know.
So what's up with you this morning?
No, I'm good. You know, I started my vacation this week, so I actually didn't know what to do with myself this morning. And you sent me, you know, the link, and I was like, okay, I got to listen in. At least let me do that, and then you know, I'll figure it out for the rest of the day after that. I think that happens to us when we're so used to going to work early in the mornings and, you know, hauling butt. And when we finally have those times off, we are just out of whack, you know, because we're not in sync with our normal routines. So, but
absolutely.
I'm going to just relax and enjoy my days to come and, you know, try to get in a few appointments and things here and there that I've been putting off. Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope I get to see you this morning.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, I didn't go into the office today. I'm like, I decided not to do that. But, yeah,
okay.
I might just go later on. All right. Well, I wanted to say good morning.
Yes, good morning. You're going to say listening to the show?
Yeah, I'll be on.
All right, cool. So I'm going to keep up picking up these calls because my lines are like Christmas.
I know. Do it, girl. Do it.
All right, Queen Tulu,
right,
man. Just stay on hold.
Queen Tulu, mama.
All right, peace. So shout out to all those of Florida, my Florida families on deck. I got to keep on going to my lines because it's like Christmas today. So, again, when I go into your lines, if you don't want to speak, it's okay. I'll leave you on hold. If you do, that is your time to say good morning. Good morning, 347-824. Good morning. You're on with MA2K. Peace.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, it's Ayana.
Ayana.
Hi.
First time caller.
How are you?
I'm great even when I'm not. I am. I have to claim it.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to
How are you this morning, my darling?
I'm fine. I just wanted to call and to say thank you for all the inspirational quotes that you post on Facebook and Instagram. It's like really uplifting to see, you know, that placed out in the universe, because sometimes you need to hear that. So I just wanted to say good morning and say thank you for pushing that out in the universe and basically making my day a better day. When I see your quotes, it's like, okay, I'm not alone. So I want to say thank you.
Oh, I appreciate that. Please, everybody, go and follow Ayana Gabriel, Miss Ayana Gabriel, on all the social networks, on Facebook, on Instagram. She's on everywhere. This lady here can sing. She can't sing. She can song. And really support her because I support her. She's just fabulous. Ayana Gabriel, Miss Ayana Gabriel. So make sure you Google that. She's Googleable. Or go to my pages and you'll be able to see her link. And I'll have them up, you know, so you guys can follow. Ayana, I appreciate you. You going to listen to the show?
Yes, I am. I'm going to listen. I'm at work, but I'm in between listening. I also wanted to just put out there, if there are any listeners that are going to be in the New York, New Jersey area, that this up-and-coming Mother's Day weekend, I'm going to be performing. So if they're not doing it, I'm going to be at the Marriott Hotel at the New Day Associates event out in New Jersey. It's a fashion, film, and music networking event. So if they're not doing anything,
awesome.
Come through and watch me.
Well, you already know, put the link on my networking pages, and I'll spread the word. So
okay. Everybody
that's following me, I'll have everything posted, and
okay.
That'll be a definitely nice, Mother's Day event to be able to go take your girl, your wife, your mom, or, you know, just to support, man. We have to support each other, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very big on support. Everybody that knows me knows I'm very big on support.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to go to this last caller before I go back into music. But I appreciate you. Stay on hold, Cases.
You're welcome. I want to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
Yes. Oh, my God, yes. I'm going to get it. That's another thing I'm going to get into. That's why I'm trying to get off the phone call. But stay on hold.
Okay. Okay.
All right. I'm going, remember, going into my phone lines, going to another call. If you don't want to speak, you don't have to. I'll keep you on hold. If you do, this is your opportunity. 305. Good morning. Y'all with ME28. Peace.
Cuckoo! Good morning, Emma. Good morning. You got all your ladies calling you this morning.
Is this the daughter of La Negra?
That's right. Diva, the one and only Pica Piedra. What's up?
What's going on, sis? Oh, my God. I just love when you call. You know, I be thinking I have my energy be up, but your energy is crazy.
And you know I'm not a morning person. This is a rare occasion. Write this one down in the books.
I got it written down.
Well, I missed your phone call. The young lady that was on the phone right before me had mentioned how you do inspirational quotes. She has no idea how much I call you just on a regular to check in, just to get myself checked. Those inspirational quotes, they just keep on coming. Not only does she inspire us, she also puts you in check when you're wrong. So I just want to thank you for being there all the time. You keeping it real and keeping it as it is.
I try, sis. You know, I just feed off your energy. Feed this energy and every other energy that I get. I just feed off of that, you know. And we have to do that for each other. You know, what's the point of having people in your life that don't uplift you?
It's true, because I usually, you know, I've had a lot of problems, and I call you with my problems, but I said, you know what, I got to call her when things are good, too, and I call you up and be like, I'm just calling to say hi, and I know that when you see my phone number, you're like, okay, what happened now? Sometimes I just want to tell you I love you. It's not always
and I appreciate those calls, trust me, because I'd be like, okay, I get ready, and then all of a sudden you're just like, I just want to say I love you, okay, bye. I'm like, oh, she's so cute.
Well, a couple more days. This Sunday is Mother's Day.
I know. And usually every year I do have something for the mothers. And last year I had like my Mother's Day brunch. But this year I'm going to be a little selfish and I'm just going to enjoy it. Just me, you know.
Okay. Well, I'm going to miss all the ladies from last year. You know, we had a really nice little get together and that was really touching and everything. Shout out to Yolanda. I heard her earlier. I might just sneak out there today.
Yeah, she's on deck.
She's on deck too. Okay. But I want to wish a happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, especially my mom. My mom, will I tell you, as each day passes by, I notice more and more how much I turned into my mother. All the quotes she used to tell me before I walked out the door, you know, she used to tell me, abre los ojos, cierra la pata, you know, and all the warnings she used to give me. I see it happening all over again.
You know, when we're that age, we're like, yeah, whatever. And then all of a sudden, when we start having kids of our own, we start repeating what they used to say to us. And like, wow, okay, now I understand. Now I understand where it makes sense. This is where our sisterhood is so important that, you know, we take on, you know, not the mother roles, but we take on, you know, that spirit of nurturing each other.
Yes.
So when our moms or our aunts are not around, we're kind of supposed to be the substitutes for that, you know. Like, I got you, and, you know, we have our own sayings, even if they're new or even if we, you know, say old ones. But the point is giving that foundation to other women knowing, listen, you're not alone, and I got you. Like seriously, I got you. Like, genuinely, I got you. You know what I mean? And I think that's what our sisterhood is all about. That's why we're so always so blessed and so empowered with each other.
You know, it's funny you mention that because 43 years ago, my mother moved into a building over there in Brooklyn on East 31st by Avenue D, and she knew absolutely no one over there. And the super's wife of the building befriended her, and that is her best friend. And that also, I want to say happy Mother's Day to her. She's my Cuban mother, and at the age of one, when I had moved into that building, she took me in and told my mother, no, don't worry, my mother had this thing that she just ended up trusting her, and that became her best friend, her sister in every single which way. And if it wasn't for that Cuban lady who was my Cuban mom, I would have never came to Florida and known what Florida was about.
Look at that.
So a happy Mother's Day to Lilia.
Yes, happy Mother's Day to all our strong elder women. You know, without their strength, we wouldn't know really something solid or an image or a picture of what real strength is. Because I know I look at my mom, when I look at my mom and I look at her face, I'm like, wow, I know what a warrior looks like. I know what a queen looks like. Like, you know, I see what it looks like, so I want to imitate that. That's what I want to be, you know, and that's what I strive to be when I see my mom, how strong she's always been, how she's held everything down, like, you know, just her super strength. I'm like, wow, I can even have half of that. Like, you know, so big shout out to all the mothers, man, that have sacrificed, and all the mothers that are not even biological mothers, but, you know, women that just take on children because they are nurturers, because they're just, you know, have the opportunity to do so because they have seek to have, you know, to adopt children for whatever their reasoning may be. But big shout out to all the mothers across the world. You know, you're not just a mother just because you give birth. There's a lot of women that give birth and are mothers. So big shout out to the ones that are really, really, you know, just dedicate themselves to being just that, you know, super mom.
A good movie to watch with your kids now that, you know, Mother's Day is Mars Needs Moms. It's a cute little cartoon, but a very, very, you know, it has a message, inspirational message. Watch it with your children, and your children appreciate you a whole lot more. Watched it with my kids, and they started crying and told me, Mom, I love you.
Aww.
So Mars Needs Moms. Read it.
Mars,
watch it. Mars. M-A-R-S, like the planet. Mars.
Oh, Mars, okay.
Yeah, Mars Needs Moms. It's a really cute movie.
All right, that's what's up. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to go into music and then come back. I think I got, let me see, last 5 minutes, maybe 6 minutes. So let me play some music and I'll be back. You're going to hang out, right?
I'm going to hang out.
All right, hold on. I'm going to go into this one song and I'll be back.
No hay nadie más que yo. Uno es el número mágico. En vida y en muerte, uno es todo. ¿Comprende? If I multiply 2 times 2, is it really? Bye.
Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. I'm on my last minute. I wanted to interrupt because I really, really want to leave this on, you know, this show on the Mother's Day note, because Mother's Day is May 10th. So please go out and be good to your mother. If you haven't spoken to her in a while, it's time to call her. Even your kids' mothers, you know what I'm saying? Whether you get along or don't get along, you know, it's Mother's Day, man. And all those mothers should be saluted. So queen salute to all the mothers that are out there that are really, really, really have sacrificed themselves. And I see you. I see you. And I thank you in behalf of the children, man, in behalf of those kids that you have sacrificed for, whether you've been a single parent or not, all those that really, really have put their heart and soul. Shout out to my single parents doing that great job and taking care of them kids on your own. Not something everyone can deal with, but a rewarding job when you do it unselfishly and effectively, especially when you're dealing with other absent parents' drama. Stay focused on just those kids and their best interests. Thank you. Thank you in behalf of the kids, man. Happy Mother's Day. Motivational Mondays, Lush Radio Online, MA2K. Don't forget to follow us with Google Boost, Somos Googleable. Follow us on all those social networks. And I see you here next bat time, next bat channel. See you next week. Stay blessed and be a blessing to others, man. If nothing else, be a blessing to others. Peace.